wide path leads to destruction, and lots of people will walk on it. But the road that leads to life is narrow, and only a few will find it. The people who listen to this walk on the narrow road and find God in their hearts. Amen.
Welcome. This is a one-way radio network sponsored by Legacy Education Institute, which is a 501c3. Your host today, my name is David Gallner. I'm the founder and CEO of Legacy Education Institute. Let me tell you where we're located, because you may want to stop by, like many people in the past have, to get some of these resources. In fact, I'll mention them now. Legacy Education Institute is located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, 16148, in development called Linden Point. So if you're heading south on Route 18, past Staples on Route 18, next traffic light, turn left. That says Linden Point, fourth building on the left. You'll see a sign that says Legacy Educational Institute, Innovation Tax Service, and Legacy Financial Service. Doesn't matter what door, it's the same outfit, we just have different companies. Now we have, if you may be interested, we have another radio show we do on Saturday morning from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. right on the same station, WPIC 790 a.m. That's an hour long, where we talk about financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, wealth planning, you name the investment savings. We have a variety of different strategies. So if you're interested and information about that, because Jesus preached more in the kingdom than he did on heaven or hell. But the most important topic is know where you are going to spend eternity. You can check that out at leaveallegacy.com. That's where we post our past radio shows. Leave a Legacy. On the resource tab, click on Legacy Radio. And if you want to check out the other websites, go to legacyfinancialservice.com. LegacyFinancialService.com, click on the affiliate button, and you'll see six other websites, a total of seven. Lots of good educational information. So Legacy Educational Institute, our website is onewaytoheaven.com, not .org, but .com. Why? There's only one way, not 10 ways, not 50 ways. You will not get to heaven because you're a good old gal or boy. So we have some resources to help you along your journey. And we're going to talk about Calvinism, a little bit about Arminianism, and a discussion I had with a gentleman. I've talked about this in the past, and why I believe that the Calvinist doctrine is, they're basically adding scripture to that. I'm not saying they're not believers, but they're adding things in. I'll talk more about that. I'm going to give you what Jonathan Kahn's take on that, because people ask me, are you an Arminian or you're a Calvinist? Neither. I believe in what the Bible says. The word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness. The man of God may complete, thoroughly equipped to do every good work. You don't take my word, be like the Bereans did in that 17:31, read the scriptures for yourself. First of all, humble, repent, believe, and receive, and become. And then you have the Holy Spirit to guide you. So, onewaytoheaven.com. So some of the resources that we have a lot more. I just usually mention a few. We have something called a bill. $1 trillion bill or the $1 million bill. What are you talking about, Dave? There is no bill. Well, that's what it says on the outside of it. It looks real. In fact, People will not want to throw it away. But you know what's on the flip side of it? Has the gospel message. Remember, we don't do the convicting, the convincing, the converting, the saving. Our job is to what? Tell. The Holy Spirit does the convincing, convicting, converting, saving. Our job is to tell. So on the flip side, it has the gospel message. People will not throw that away. Then we have the condensed version of A Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. Very powerful, but you can read all you want to. It's got to go from the head to the heart. But again, you pray for that person. Make sure you read it yourself. And then pray for that individual and say, would you do me a favor? I'd like you to have a copy of this. I personally have read it. Would you do me a favor and read it? Because I would value your opinion. And that way you're helping us to fulfill the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20, and Acts 1:8. Biblical Answers About Heaven, Randy Elkhorn. You get goosebumps when you read that. From Evangelist Explosion, on the outside of this little green booklet, has two question marks. Number one, when you die, where do you plan on spending eternity? You say, well, I think I'll be in heaven, or I hope so. No, you don't want the hope so. You want the know so. So, first question is, why should God let you in? Or where are you going to spend eternity? And then why should God let you in? So the secret is, there is no salvation without repentance. Oh, all you have to do is believe in Jesus Christ. Now, Satan believes in Christ, but he hasn't humbled and repent. Repentance, what does repentance mean? Well, 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, godly sorrow. You have to recognize you're a sinner. Satan doesn't recognize you a sinner. No, he doesn't. So you have to humble. James 4:10, humble yourself before the Lord. He'll lift you up. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled. One way or another. So humble, then you're going to recognize you're a sinner and ask for godly sorrow, ask for forgiveness. Then number three, accept Jesus Christ as the God, deity, hypostatic union, fully God, fully man, deity. And then receive, and then the fifth one is become. That's the hard one. You'll never arrive. You have old nature, you have new nature. That's the secret to spend eternity in heaven. So let's talk about Calvinism and a little bit about Mormonism with Jonathan's take on it. They asked the question, Jonathan Kahn has stated that he's not a Calvinist. I'm not a Calvinist. There's something called, they call it the 5 points. It's really not 5 points. It's called the TULIP. T stands for total depravity. Unconditional election is the U. L stands for limited atonement. P stands for perseverance of saints. And irresistible grace. Tool up. Perseverance of the saints. If you buy into the first one, which this gentleman I was talking to, he believes that he's totally depraved. I'm totally depraved. Well, the Bible says man's appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation, say you won't get there next year, and you won't get there because you're a good old gal or good old boy. There's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of God. And compared to a righteous holy God, you and I are filthy rags. So I basically cut through the chase and say we're scumbags. So we're scumbags to a righteous holy God. But I might be 99.9% depraved, but not 100%. Who should ever call upon the normal name of the Lord should be saved. God wants all. A-L-L, to come to repentance. Many people are called, but few are chosen. And God foreknows he's the Alpha and the Omega. So if you believe in that doctrine, guess what? Because of your rotten nature like mine, even though you don't do the convicting, the convincing, the converting, the savings, you're going to give up on that person because you're sin nature for praying for that person's salvation. So he's not a Calvinist nor an Arminian. He does not identify, this is John Scott I'm talking about, with any specific theological label like Arminianism or anything like that. He emphasized a non-denominational biblical ground approaching to understand Scripture. He rejects labels, same as me. I reject labels. Kahn especially, I don't want to put myself in the category of him, obviously, but he rejects labels. Kahn explicitly mentions, I'm not a Calvinist, not a Arminian. I do not identify with any theological label. He says, focus on Scripture. That's where you want to focus. What does the Word say? He promotes interpreting the Bible based on its context. You hear me say, you don't want to take a text out of a context and create a pretext. You want to examine every verse on the subject in order to come up with a valid conclusion regarding doctrine. People who subscribe to that Calvinism tulip theory are taking things out of context. Disagreement with certain Calvinist aspects. Kahn has indicated disagreement with some aspects of the Calvinist framework. He may differ on points such as the bound will concept, which does what? Suggests man, as I say, I have the same thing, cannot choose to believe before generation. In other words, born again. He must be born again to see the kingdom of God. A view sometimes associated with extreme calvation. Some people believe the extreme is some people are predestined to heaven and some people are predestined to hell. Especially if you buy into that total depravity. His view on salvation, the critique of his book, The Harbinger, suggests his description of salvation focuses on receiving, letting go, and choosing to open one's heart to God's presence and forgiveness without explicitly mentioning faith in Christ as the singular mechanism, which some critics argue obscures the gospel message. This emphasis on human choice aligns more closely with the non-Calvinistic example Arminian perspectives, though Kahn avoids the label himself, as I do as well. So I'd be interested in hearing what's your take on it. Are you a Calvinist? Are you Arminian? Or are you a Bible-believing Christian? But has there been a place in time where you have been born again? John 3:3 says you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Who said this? God. Deity. Jesus. It's like being pregnant. Either you are or you're not. So you're listening to the One Way Radio Network. When you come back, I'm going to talk about some things that Ken Ham has to say. And then I'm going to take something from Bible's Answers about, I thought was rather interesting, about the three wise men. Since this message is on Sunday, and of course Christmas is next week, December 25th. So please listen to the important message.
Retired or planning to retire soon? Do you want to save money by paying less on your taxes? Then let the experts at Legacy Financial show you how by visiting LegacyTaxBill.com right now. Use Legacy's Tax Bill Calculator. Fill in the value of your IRA, 401k, and other qualified plans. Retirement is something you've worked your whole life for, so don't let the IRS take that away. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com to schedule your free consultation.
Welcome back. You're listening to the One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3. Your host today, my name is David Gallner. Our local number, if you'd like to call us and set up a phone call, say 5-10-15-minute call, or coming to see us, or any questions about our other radio show that we do on Saturday morning called Legacy Radio Network, sponsored by, it's called David Sherry Show. When we talk about financial planning, wealth planning, estate planning, tax planning, any investment and savings, if you like information on that, give us a call. If you'd like to make a donation, go to our website, Legacy Education Institute, which is onewaytoheaven.com, onewaytoheaven.com. You can make a donation there, or you can send a check to Legacy Education Institute, 3087. Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, 16148. We're located in a development called Linden Point. We're the fourth building on the left, catty corner from Butler County Community College, known as BC3. Our phone number is 724-983-1617. 724-983-1617. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. And I'll give you my cell. 724-699-3789. If you didn't get a chance and you want to know more about some of the offerings we have, I only mentioned a few, just give us a call. There's no charge. You can stop by and get them. If you can't, we'll be glad to mail them. We'll be shipping and handling. So in the last segment, if you missed it, and we do post them on the onewaytoheaven.com under messages, since this is the week of Christmas, you don't hear much talk about this. We're going to talk about the wise men. Was that a myth or is that an accurate story? And this comes from biblical answers. GodQuestions.org. GodQuestions.org. Now, the main source is what? The Bible. Main source of the Bible. So always check either what I say or they say, anybody says. Make sure you check it against the scripture. So what does the Bible say about the three wise men known as Magi? What does it say? Well, we assumed, most of us assume anyway, that there were three wise men. Because why? There were three gifts they were given. What were the three gifts? You can remember? Gold. And by the way, has gold been on a tear lately? And how about silver too? Gold, incense, and myrrh. Now, Matthew 2:11, I'm going into the house. They saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then opened their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. So that's where that passage comes from. However, the Bible does not say there were only three wise men. There could have been many more. Tradition says there were three, and their names were, can you name them? Gaspar, G-A-S-P-A-R, or some people pronounce it Caspar, C-A-S-P-A-R. Second name is Melchior, if I'm pronouncing it right, M-E-L-C-H-I-O-R. And who's the third one? Belshazzar. That's B-A-L-T-H-A-S-A-R. But since the Bible does not say, we have no way of knowing whether tradition is accurate, whether there's three or many more. It's also a common misconception that the wise men visited Jesus at the stable on the night of the birth. In fact, the wise men came days, months, or possibly even years later. That's why in Matthew 2:11, I'm going to the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him, then opened their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. I mentioned earlier that. That's Matthew 2:11. We know the Magi were what? Wise men from the east, most likely Persia or modern-day Iran. This means the wise men traveled 800, not like in a car, walking donkeys, camels, whatever, 800 to 900 miles to see the Christ child. Most likely, the Magi knew the writings of the prophet Daniel, who in past had been the chief of the courtiers in Persia. And in Matthew 9:24-27 includes what? A prophecy which gives a timeline for the birth of the Messiah. Also, the Magi may have been aware of the prophecy of Balaam, who was from his own town of Pethor on the Euphrates River near Persia. In Numbers 24:17, Balaam's prophecy specifically mentioned a star coming out of where? Jacob. The wise men were guided to look for the king of Jews by miraculous stellar event known as what? The Star of Bethlehem, which they called his star. Now, if you go to Matthew 2:2, saying, where is he who has been born of the Jews? For we saw his star when he rose and have come to worship him. That's in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. They came to Jerusalem and asked concerning the birth of Christ, and they were directed to where? Bethlehem. They followed God's guidance joyfully. Matthew chapter 2, verse 10. When they arrived in Bethlehem, what did they do? They gave costly gifts to Jesus and worshiped him. God Almighty, deity, fully God, fully man. God warned them in a dream against what? Return to Herod. So in defiance of the king, they left Judea by another route. That's in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, saying, where is he who has been born of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. So the Magi were men who read and believed what? God's word. Sought Jesus, recognized the worth of Christ. Key word, for. They humbled themselves. See that? Humbled themselves to worship who? Jesus, God Almighty, deity, hypostatic union, fully God, fully man. And obeyed God rather than men. They were truly, truly, truly wise men. So there you have it. The three wise men. It's not really important, but the main thing is we are to worship and glorify God. So here's my question to you. It doesn't matter whether he was born December 25th or some other time. We should actually worship him what? Every day. He created all of us. He loves all of us. He wants all to come to repentance. Now, grant you, he knows who's going to come, but he wants all of us. He created us. There's a point, folks, if you haven't humbled, repent, believe, and receive, there's a point where there's no return. I don't know when that is. You could be like the 3 men on the cross, the guy on the cross waited to the last moment. But in a place where there's no return, where your heart becomes hardened. And you got to watch for cults. Cults could be New Age, Jehovah Witnesses. They sound pretty. They sound nice. You always want to be like the Bereans that search the scriptures daily. People want to know, where do I go to church? Well, the first of all, I'll tell you where I go. But the important thing is you want to get plugged in a Bible-based, Christ-centered, family-oriented churches that preaches the word in season and out of season. 2 Timothy 2:4. Oh, I don't want to go to church. There are a bunch of hypocrites there. Yes, there are hypocrites go to church. You drive on the highway, I guarantee there's hypocrites on the highway. If you really want to be honest, you and me are what? Hypocrites at different degrees at different times. So come on in. The water's warm. The only people who are not welcome are people who are not sinners. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So the one I go to is Truth and Grace Fellowship, 786 Karen Lane. They have 2 services on Sunday, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. You can go to their website, truthgracefellowship.com, truthgracefellowship.com. Check out some of the past sermons, some of the activities. And they also do what? They're going to start back Wednesday in the middle of January. Some Bible studies, and that usually at 6:30 at night. So 786 Karen Lane, or you can go to YouTube and just search it, Truth Grace Fellowship. Truth will set you free. Grace, love covers the multitude of sin. Iron sharpens iron. Then once you humble, repent, believe, and receive, do what? Start reading your Bible. Start out with the book of John, then Genesis, at least the first 11 chapters. Get plugged in the Bible-based Christ-centered family church. Prayer. Fellowship. Reading your Bible, you never, ever, ever arrive. And then share the good news. Help us fulfill the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20, and Acts 1:8. We have some resources. Again, we don't do the convincing, the convicting, the converting, or saving. Our job is to tell. The Holy Spirit does that and pray for the person. It's going to be an exciting time. I don't know the day or the hour. Matthew 24 talks about the door. He's at the door. It could be today. Could be next week. Could be 10 years, 20 years. Are you ready? Do you know him? Do you know for sure, or do you have the hope so? I hope that you do not have the hope so, that you have the know so, that you've humbled, repent, believe, receive, and become. So thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. And remember this, this is the day the Lord made. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Does not a son know the father's heart? Does not a bride know her husband's eyes? And don't best friends tell each other secrets? Oh, this is why I